It's that time again. We're here with Baynard Woods, who is senior editor for the City Paper. It's Wednesday. The paper is coming out, and we're going to find out what's in it. Baynard.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing real well.
So is this the politics issue? Sort of.
Yeah. So we're following up heavily, getting ready for the elections. Van Smith has the feature in this week's paper, a really comprehensive guide to all of the races in each district for delegates. And he starts with the assumption that as Baltimore's population has continued to decrease over the years, we need our power in the House of Delegates has also decreased, and so we need to be extra smart in making our decisions. And so he looks at major sources of campaign financing and where the money's coming from, looks at the records of those who are incumbents of what they've been doing, and it's really just a super detailed, super that kind of stuff that Van really does best, super detailed look at every one of these races.
Well, I can't wait to see that. Now, that's really important to have out there, really important to have out there, really important.
And then we have Ed on the looking at the state of the state's attorney race. And so really talking, you know, looking at does Mosby have a serious chance at this and the way that that race might turn out. And so that turns out really interesting as well. And you know, he argues that there that Mosby really may have a chance against Bernstein in this race.
I think that's true. I mean, the first time I realized it was a race was when she left my studio the other week. And when she left the studio and I saw who was walking out with her and the people around, I went, oh my, this has just gotten to be a race.
Yeah. So an exciting race.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's really exciting. So I'm really curious to see how there could be a lot of interesting things in this election coming up. A lot of things turning upside down. We'll see. Maybe.
Yeah. We had a thing on the blog this week that Evan Serpik wrote about. Might it be possible looking at Cantor's, at the upset of Cantor and asking if Mazur might be the left brat here in Maryland, even though the polls that came out were still pretty low, that with her building momentum, that something really interesting may happen there as well.
We never know. I'm Apollo Tricks. We'll see, man. I can't wait to see how this all falls out. But also, man, let's see. You got two pieces I'm really interested in that you put on.
Yeah, so speaking of sporting, the writer Jeff Dyer, really spectacular writer, one of my favorite writers. He won the National Book Critics Circle Award a couple of years ago for his book Zona, all about Tarkovsky's film Stalker. But like all of Dyer's books, it was a book that was about everything and nothing at once. And so he was in D.C. last week down at Politics and Prose, and I knew that that's right beside the ping pong bar, Comet. And so when I was setting up the interview, I wrote his PR person and challenged him to a game of ping pong because he's written about it in several of his books. And he just spent 2 weeks aboard an aircraft carrier, and turned out the Navy thought that when they're setting it up, they thought he was the other Jeff Dyer, the political reporter, not the sort of slacker British writer. And he'd hoped to play some ping pong aboard the ship, and there was not a table. And so I challenged him, and PR person, of course, is like, oh, no, I don't think that's a good idea. And then writes back a minute later and says, oh, he says he's bringing his paddle. You better watch out. So I went down there, and he wrote me and said it was the best interview he'd ever done in his life, but mainly because I didn't really ask him any questions. We played ping pong until he was sort of disgusted at my lack of skill and started playing with a young kid who was there. But we had it enabled me to steal his shtick because he's a very self-deprecating writer. And what's funny about his book that just came out, Another Great Day at Sea, is it's this slacker kind of guy in a very regimented environment, and he's always feeling out of his depths. And so by me making him be the expert and me being out of my depths turned out to be the perfect Dyerian move to take him on.
I love that, Baynard. And you, especially since you just said you can't play ping pong very well.
Well, I'm decent, but I wasn't humiliated, I'll say that. There was never a shutout or anything like that. So I was decent. I just wasn't good enough for his standards, which he made very clear, you know, that he got invited into this back room, the ping pong underground, that you have to be especially good. And he's like, well, and just so you know, you can come and watch, but you were not invited to play. You didn't make the cut. And so.
So now, very quickly, you also did a piece on Kick the Can?
Yeah. So there's this indigenous sport growing up in the art scene of Baltimore at the practice spaces at most band practices produce quite a number of empty beer cans. And So you have to dispose of those at the end of the night. And what ended up happening is a number of bands started playing a game where you line up your cans and you sort of field goal kick them into the trash cans. And it's an amazing thrill when your can goes flying through the air, end over end, lands perfectly in the trash can. It's really beyond all reasonable expectations, pleasurable. And so we've been playing this. This is in my conflicts of interest column. And so my band, the Barnyard Sharks, has been playing this, as well as other bands in our same practice space in the Hour House. And so we're having a show there on next Saturday, June 21st, with us and Choke Motel and Poindexter. And we all play this game. And so we're all going to have the first public kick the can contest, you know, sort of at World Cup time. And we're also seeking a fourth team to be made up of audience members. I thought I would, in the column, I explain the rules of the game and the history and how it developed out of the creative frustrations of Choke Motel.
And finally, let me very quickly ask you about what you wrote, what was written about Dee Watkins, who's been on the show a lot, several times.
Interestingly, it's not something that we wrote about Dee Watkins. It's Dee Watkins, right? He wrote a piece for us. And so because he's coming out with his zine at Red Emma's, The Too Poor for Pop Culture, he wrote us a piece that's, in a way, the opposite of that. It's about how all of his students at Coppin are addicted to Instagram and how he's addicted to Instagram as well. And the way that educators, if they're smart, could maybe get inside of this addiction and start using things like Instagram to reach students that they're not reaching as well, and that those technologies are keeping them from reaching, to like try to get inside and use those technologies to reach them. So it's a really fascinating piece, and we kind of broke the mold for him. We put it in the place of where the City Folk columns normally go, which we've talked about often on the show, the profiles of ordinary people, and we changed it to be a city scene that we're going to do occasionally with him and other writers, where it'll be more of a first-person essay. And so he was the first one to do a city scene essay.
Sounds like a great issue. Can't wait to see what you do always, every week. And so pop open those things around the town and just pick up your copy. It's right there. And our good friend, senior editor of the senior paper, Boehner Woods, with us once again. Boehner, thanks so much, brother.
All right. Thanks, Mark. And I think we'll have to get our various staffs together, either for some ping pong or some kick the can. This is a challenge.
We're ready. We will pick up that mantle.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Later.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. To hear this show again, podcast past shows, and find out information about our guests and the work they do, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And you can also listen to and download our podcast on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.